This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The Astros have the tying and go-ahead runs on with walks. Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone! The Astros down to their last out. Hit a three-run home run. Marwin Gonzalez giving the Astros a 3-1 lead on the first home run allowed by Will Smith this season.
Todd Callis.
Love Todd Callis.
On the call, AT&T Sportsnet, definitely a better tandem than the 14th best in Major League Baseball.
Definitely.
A great call and a fantastic result. I was jacked up last night. That was a great game by your Astros.
Yeah. Andy Huggins, friend of the show,
yep,
as you guys know,
mm-hmm,
listens to most of the Astros games on the radio. And one of his pet peeves is that... When, what's his name? The main guy.
Where?
On the radio.
Astros, Robert Ford.
Robert Ford. He said, Steve Sparks doesn't do it too bad, but Robert Ford, you have no idea it's a home run, because when they do the call, they're like, Marwin drives the ball deep. It's going back. It's gone! Like, out of nowhere. They're just surprised that it's a home run. What drives me nuts, though, is that when he does the score and trying to be excited, Robert Ford,
yeah,
it sounds so fake.
And the Astros lead it 3-1!
It's a pretty good impression, too.
Oh, my God. You know, that's horrible.
So
it's so bad.
It's funny you say that, because when they went to L.A. for the weekend, this last weekend, and relived the World Series moments, his World Series call is exactly like that.
Yeah.
And the Astros are world champions!
And the Astros, like,
man, see, because here's the thing.
World Series champion. Like, the inflection doesn't match the excitement for some reason.
And everybody's
so
different,
weird,
right? So when I worked with Gene Peterson was just going to do it.
Backing it in, backing it in,
spur of the moment, right? He wasn't going to script it. I had guys on the Comet side that tried to script it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work.
No.
It has to feel natural. It has to. And Gino, for all that, Gino is Gino. So you kind of expect a little voice crack, the overexcitement, the overmodulated. But that's what you wanted. That's what made Gino Gino. But it's different. There's just a delicate balance. And they haven't. We've talked about it just their chemistry overall.
Yeah.
But they just haven't gotten there yet. Because Sparky brings, we talked about it, in the locker room,
Steve,
and
no,
his kind of the comedic aspect,
yeah,
of it and the humanization,
dude,
of it. He's fantastic.
Give me something better than Steve Sparks at World Series celebration and playoff celebration victories.
Yeah.
It'll take you a while. Because him in that locker room was some of the funniest.
Was Sparky's going to Sparky or something like that?
Was some of the funniest interviews I've ever heard in my life. And that's when I started to turn and really like Steve Sparks, mm-hmm, because I was like, oh, this dude does have a personality. He's just not able to show it. It's like almost like he doesn't want to show up, Mr. Ford, who's straight-laced, and there's nothing wrong with that, and plenty of people love what he does.
Is he 180 Barry?
Who?
Robert Ford?
He might be.
He might be 180 Barry.
There might be some similarities in the differences, if you know what I mean.
I am picking up what you're throwing down.
A lot more Dell in there.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mito wants to talk about the shoe collection and the Astros.
Welcome in, Mito.
Nope.
Hey, man. So first off, on the shoe collection thing, man, y'all making me paranoid. I'm going to have to go check all my sneaker boxes in the closet.
Michael was just saying that, too. He's like, man, I got to go check.
Bro, I'm not kidding. People were tweeting me last night and saying I had the Space Jams or I had this one and these Jordans, and they're in storage. I go, better check them.
Uh-huh.
No lie. Better check them, because Nike doesn't care.
I heard some people saran wrap them and, you know, to keep them from yellowing and stuff. So I was just going to let y'all know about that.
I didn't know that. That's a good tip.
And then on the Astros, man, I tried my hardest to stay up to watch that game, but I dozed off towards the eighth inning, and something woke me up in the ninth inning, and we were still pitching. I was like, oh, holy hell. So I woke my girl, because I was like, oh, because I seen the score 3-1. I was like, oh, we did something. And then I reversed it and seen that Marwin bomb, but I tried to stay up, but I missed that homer because I fell asleep.
It's hard, dude. Those left coast games.
I was going to say, but what the best feeling is, and you did it same night, but the best feeling is when you fall asleep and you sleep through the night and you wake up and then you go, I wonder how they did. And you're assuming the worst and you like, oh, wait a minute. And it makes the day start out so much better.
Have you ever woken up, like I'll fall asleep with the TV on in the bedroom and then wake up right. I've done it several times where I wake up right when they're winning the game. Right when
play is happening.
If I would have had the TV on last night, I probably would have woken up again right when Marvin was hitting the home run.
That could be like your subconscious if you hear the crowd
It's so weird. I've had that happen two or three times this year.
I'll tell you the ante of that, which is frustrating. You fall asleep. It's like the seventh inning, was like a two-run game. And you wake up, and it's like the third inning of the replay. And you're like, wait, did I sleep? They were winning later?
Yeah,
when they replay the game right after that, I mean, I know a lot of people appreciate that. But that's the one thing that's always like a, hey, take this. They were up 3-2 in the seventh. It's now 2-1 in the fourth.
Right.
Suck it. That's the way it goes.
Robert Ntombo had a really good text, probably text of the month.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, Nick, prepare yourself.
So we can answer appliance repair questions, but we can't ask lawn and garden questions? Seems like a double standard. Robert Ntombo.
That's a fact. No, here's the thing.
Text of the month.
No. Because we're not getting inundated with, what am I doing? My washer's not getting all the pre-rinse out before. We're not getting 86 other questions. It was just one question.
If you're getting 86 questions from the listeners, don't you think that's who we need to be making happy to begin with? I don't care what think.
On a blog.
I care what the listeners think. And if the listeners want to talk about their yard and ask questions, I'm a man of the people.
No,
that's all.
Mrs.
That's all.
Garrett, listen, here's what it is.
If they call now and everybody wants to talk appliance repair, I'm down.
No, you're not.
I'm not down.
But here's the thing, Mrs. Garrett. The thing
why
is,
are you
if
calling
that
me Mrs. Garrett?
I'm going to tell you
she's
why.
Dead.
If that thing, well, that's beside the point. If that happens, that gets to propel you to the next level. So you go from being a housekeeper for the Drummonds to being able to be running the house at the Facts of Life. So if that many questions are out there for you, you could have a blog, you could have a sideshow.
Nick's looking at you like, bro, I hope you stretched because that was a big reach and I don't want you to pull nothing.
Nope. Mrs. Garrett was just a side piece on different strokes and got her own show, was the star of it, everything like that. You could be the star of Garden Talk.
Mm.
Hoes and Bros, that's what you can call it. Life in the Garden with Barry.
You could have got your lawn care fixed yesterday, but you were too busy being Billy Bean and looking up defensive baseball stats. So that's your fault, bro.
What do you mean I could have got my lawn care fixed yesterday?
You could have answered questions on Twitter or something. I don't know.
I mean, look, all I'm saying is the people bring it up. And I was asked yesterday, so what all did you do in the yard this weekend? People care, guys. People care. Except you two. It comes down to?
Take your relatives out of the equation.
It was Clayton Sutherland asked about the yard.
You
what
guys
it
are
comes
related,
down
you?
To?
Clayton doesn't even care.
What it comes down to is y'all hate the listeners and I don't. That's the bottom. I mean, that's
really?
The, yeah.
That's not
yeah,
true.
That's the total truth.
Now, if you want to say you hate the interns and we don't,
that's fact.
Right.
That's a fact.
Absolutely.
I mean, by the way, were you up for the Osuna?
I was just going to say, the one thing we haven't mentioned, which was something that everybody nationally is mentioning, is Osuna pitching his first appearance with the Astros in a perfect eighth.
And not only did he get the win, he beat the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Huh?
Will Smith got the loss the Giants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should have got talking about reaches. You're lucky I didn't respond quick enough.
Why? His name's Will Smith. Don't try to play.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so slow
talk
with that.
Talk about a stretch.
Like,
that was super
two
delayed.
Days later.
That was hot
but
yoga.
Still,
right?
You might as well have done it.
That like Friday. That's how late that was.
All right.
My God. Can you keep? Do you mind listening to the show at all, Nick? Huh?
I had to wake up early for jury duty. Remember?
Oh, now you're making excuses. Stand up for yourself. Don't bow down to him. Come on.
Oh my God. All right.
He was a bad boy last night?
Huh?
Will Smith. I'm just going along with your premise that yours was okay and my Mrs. Garrett
usually,
was a stretch.
Usually, if you're going to one-up somebody, it should be better, not worse than what
mine was intentionally worse because Will Smith was bad.
Oh, man.
Okay. We're going to continue to roll on. Hour number two, 3-hour show. Plenty more to get to.
Turn my mic off.
Texans getting ready for a preseason showdown with the Chiefs. Lots of stuff going on in terms of baseball that we can still talk about. Astros getting ready, by the way, for first pitch coming up before they close out the road trip. So lots that we have on our plate, and also sure that there are things on your mind you want to get off your chest. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Do want to tell you right now about my friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for a while. I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago. And what the really neat thing is with Infuse is they weekly will send you a breakdown of your bill. They show you when you're using energy at different hours of the day, your peak hours, the lower hours. They compare year to year. They do all these things. The main thing is you can compare and see maybe there's something wrong. Maybe like in our case, our swimming pool had an issue where the motor was staying on too long and it was burning energy. We didn't know about it. Because we saw that, we were able to fix it. The other thing is you can compare and see where you were a year ago and check things. The main thing I know, my bill went down hundreds of dollars in all the dog days of summer based on making a switch to Infuse Energy. They can do the same thing for you. They can find the ultimate program and plan for you with the great rates and sign you up for the contract that makes you locked into great rates and saving money for all of your energy usage. And it is a fantastic program. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a great job. All you do is pick up the phone, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can log on to InfuseEnergy.com. Either way, you mention ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and then you go from there. And the bottom line is they're going to make sure they tell you anything and everything you want to know. And sometimes that is there's another company out there that can beat their rates. It doesn't happen often, but when they do, they're going to be honest with you because they want you to realize, like a trusted friend, they will be there for you. That means either now or somewhere down the road. Check them out, Infuse Energy, 844-INFUSE2 or InfuseEnergy.com.
For sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I think it's a tough situation. I think that until we kind of sort out the facts and everybody knows. My dad's a defense attorney, so until you're proven guilty of something, you're innocent, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that, I definitely believe in second chances. I mean, that's all I'm really going to say about this.
Did he finish with "that's all I got to say about that"? That was Alex Bregman talking about Roberto Osuna.
You know what doesn't shock me about his quote there? Is to find out. Now, I am jumping to a big conclusion. I'm about to. And I'm making a big assumption here. But as soon as he said, "my dad is a defense attorney," My very first thought was, oh, they have money. That would explain some of Bregman's, like, bro attitude. Like, bro, I've always had it. I've always been that guy. Don't you kind of get that vibe from him? Like, he was the dude that had everything in high school, that was the cool dude because his parents had money and he was just used to being the man.
It could explain a little bit
like
of
he's a bro.
The cockiness bro. And the lashing out on Twitter and kind of entitled a little bit.
That's the word I was looking for.
A little bit of that.
Yep.
That's
probably a big assumption and not fair of me to jump to.
But it's where my mind went. But it's interesting to see how the rest of the team reacts. Because it's one thing to hear from Alex Bregman, but it's another thing to hear from Verlander, from McCullers.
Which we have already.
Before he got there.
Well, I don't think that changes.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Because now a lot of people are going to, like we said, are going to quickly forget about it based on the fact that he's doing well if he continues to shut down innings when he comes in. But I think the other thing that's more important that we shed light on is just the way the Canadian court system is working. And the fact that when we had Allison Craig last week, the Canadian defense attorney, who pointed to different things and alluded to the fact that it wasn't a domestic violence charge, it was a minor assault charge. She said that could be anything with verbal to other things.
Throw a zucchini at her.
I think that is going to come down to when the Astros start overly making sure that they tell you about how they did their due diligence and all the things they did. There had to be something that they uncovered.
That's what I've been saying all along.
But here's the thing that's a mystery to me. With all that being said, Major League Baseball still suspended him 75 games.
Yep.
There has to be something there. We're not talking about the NFL. We're not talking about complete eradication of any past precedents. They're going to do what they're going to do, and they're erratic as hell. 75 games, there's got to be something, some fire behind that smoke.
Yeah, thanks to Josh Rabb on Twitter, he goes, well, you kind of nailed it, bro. Like, there has to be something else that we don't know about that the Astros found out about to take that kind of risk. And that's what I've kind of felt like all along, because you look at this and you think, this was a PR nightmare, and they know that. Mm-hmm. They knew that this was going to be a problem in this community and on this team. They had to have known all this.
Squeaky.
They had to have known all this, and for them to still pull the trigger, there's something that either they found out that they know about, or that's going to come to light later that they're confident in. That's going to not just either exonerate him, or maybe it becomes a minor infraction and not something where he's, quote, a wife beater or anything like that. So, I mean, I hope that's the case for everybody involved, including the woman. I hope that this wasn't as bad as it was made out to be.
Absolutely.
But,
but here's two questions for
you. It's going to be interesting.
One, do we believe that Major League Baseball is able to obtain information that we cannot, whether it be from the Canadian government or otherwise? Do we believe that during this whole exploratory process, they were able to get access and were told information from Canadian authorities? Because I don't understand how you can fine a guy suspend a guy 75 games if you don't know something that we don't, that we may never know.
Well, I think when we brought this up and when it happened Monday and we discussed it, I feel like you had the best point, which was with all of this topic of domestic violence is at such an all-time high in regards to sensitivity.
True.
That they probably felt like there was enough. If he was being brought to trial, then maybe there was enough evidence to go ahead and levy a suspension that really sent a message to the rest of the players in baseball.
So it was more of an overall general statement going forward.
I don't believe for a minute that Major League Baseball has access to information that the Crown won't release to the general public. I just don't think they're going to do that.
Canadian legal system.
Yeah, they're not going to violate the laws of their land just to placate Major League Baseball. They're not going to do that.
They have their security/experts that can get in and get info from every court system and cop and everything else.
I'm not saying that they didn't interview people. I'm not saying that because they have every right to go talk to the spouse, to go talk to him, to go talk to family, go talk to friends, talk to the team. They probably did some of that or all of that.
Okay, so on that note, second question. So with everything that you had said about knowing something and all that other stuff, do you feel like from the Astros' perspective, as long as he gets a not guilty verdict out of this scenario, regardless of the difference between you did something but it wasn't prosecuted in the court of law kind of thing?
I think you meant as long as he gets anything but a guilty.
Not guilty, I said.
Yeah, but I mean,
so if this whole case ends up not guilty, do you feel like that's all the Astros need to wipe their hands of it and go, see, we told you?
I think that will be their vindication if it comes back not guilty. But I think that, you know, there's also commuting the sentence and the other things that the lawyer that we had talked about, where it may not necessarily go to trial, but he's on essentially what becomes probation. You know how you can go to court and plead no contest and say, look, I'm not admitting guilt, but I'm not going to fight anything.
It's a plead, right?
Yeah, so you're pleading no contest.
Right.
And which is what I think Michael Irvin did no contest in his case before. So if he does a no contest, that's not as good as not guilty. But I think it certainly helps from a standpoint where the Astros can say, well, you know, he was never found guilty.
That's what I was going to say. But maybe he gets the verdict is not guilty, But then the Astros say, hey, see, we told you. But then down the road, the victim comes out and says, well, he might have been found not guilty, but. And she starts to give details. It's still a bad look.
That's a lot of hearsay, though. I mean, who knows? Okay. Because, I mean, when we talked to that lawyer, you know, I thought it was really eye-opening for her to say, you know, he can't drink. So maybe that means there was alcohol involved. Yeah. The fact that they can't see each other has nothing to do with the charge. That's standard practice in Canadian law.
Can't go home because they were sharing the residence together.
That's standard practice. That's, you know, the fact that it's the charge that it is means it's not a domestic violence. It's a simple assault. So there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of things that I felt like when she was bringing that to light that the Astros probably got and thought, all right, this is different than what it's being made out to be. I certainly hope that's the case for them and their PR sake.
I agree with you. Yeah. All right, we're going to head to a break. Keep moving on. We're at the midway point in the show, so we're going to grab some refreshments and recharge the batteries. Get ready for the second half. You should, too. It's more of the usual suspects in mere minutes. ESPN 97.5.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects. 90 in the books, 90 to go in the big show. We continue to roll on right here on ESPN 97.5. A quick reminder, as people do pit stops along the way, taking the halftime break, literally, we will be joined by the Sports Mappers 94.1 at the top of the hour, and we'll be simulcasting 3 to 4, and the Blitz will do the same from 4 to 7.
They need to make tampons for your underarms.
Funky in there, isn't it?
How many times are we going to bring this up to you? Just get you some Certain Dry. It takes care of itself.
I've used it. I'm using
You have not used Certain
Dry.
What's the girl's deodorant you use? Made for a man,
Secret.
Smells like a woman? Secret. You use Secret.
And my wife bought me Clinical Strength Secret, and I used that.
Did it work?
And I had Certain Dry, and I used that. Guess what? I certainly was not dry using Certain Dry. Although, it's the old school roll-on. Now you know that I used it, huh? Because it's the roll-on.
Certain Dry. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's got the ball, pulls all your underarm hair out. Hurts like a son of a gun. I was rolling on there. I'm like, ow, ow, ow. It's just yanking hair out. Just like nine and a, just, oh, God. Doesn't help either. I tell you what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to start getting some maxi pads and just taping them to the inside of my shirts.
Already?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
I'm just wondering what else. I was thinking, okay. Too. I wondered if your wife...
I'm going to tape them to the inside of my shirts, the underarms. And then that way, as I sweat, they just absorb it. It's like diapers for your pits. I think my wife told me you could get Botox. I was like, no.
What? Botox helps armpit sweats?
That's apparently what she said. You get Botox injections in your underarms.
So, Nick, the lesson that is for the so day funny. Is Nora's guinea pig is Barry. Anything and everything, she's wondering if she should try
she
or
just
not.
Wants to, she just
Barry's
wants,
trying first.
She just wants to make just sure you, if it'll fix the wrinkles in your armpits.
Because it works in the forehead.
What?
Botox.
Oh. Well, that's...
No, it works, but you could still tell it's been done.
I think every 3 months you have to get it done
that's
again.
That's ridiculous.
In your forehead? You want to
You
got to
get
out?
Injections in your forehead every 3 months?
For no. Botulism is what it is. That's what Botox is. It's botulism. But apparently, if you get the shots in your underarms, it makes you stop sweating for a while. At this point, I'll take it. I'm like a
please.
Factory.
Do you believe that freeze your fat stuff works too?
I'm like a factory of sweat. It's hot in here with these lights. It's hot in this godforsaken city. It's hot on stage with lights.
It's not.
Is your t-shirt all?
My body is a temple of heat. I'm just a machine. Just sweating my ass off all the time.
By the way, can you give me a new t-shirt with no sweat? That way I can, because I need a new sleeve for my computer.
You can go buy your own shirt to use as a laptop sleeve, you cheap bastard. I'm not giving you nothing. I gave you a shirt and you didn't wear it. And therefore you lost the right to get another.
It was three sizes too big.
Wait, was it Houston MMA or Houston BJJ? Which one was it?
BJJ.
No, I have more of those, but I'm not giving you one. I'll give Joel one.
He probably sweating them anyway.
Christina wants a BJJ shirt.
Oh.
goodness.
My goodness.
She loves her BJ.
Chris Householder texted
the Blue Jays,
show.
By the way.
Blue Jays, yes. You have to clarify. You
every time. Because people are going to be like, what did he just say about that fine woman?
Chris Householder said, this is for Barry and Joel. What temperature do I set my dryer to heat up my sod for the yard? USA Mike has the question. Why y'all playing? What's the best time to water? Also, what's a good height for the grass? I'm trying to figure out where to set my mower. Depends on the grass. I'll answer the whole thing. I will. I don't care.
I'll take it to break.
Well, that's fine if you want to go 6 minutes early.
I used that information.
The watering?
The height of the grass with our new lawn guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Do you have St. Augustine grass or Bermuda?
I told you, St. Augustine.
Okay, then you mow as high as possible.
I told him that.
Yeah, if you have St. Augustine, you mow as high as possible. Bermuda, you should mow very low.
This is killing me.
Very, very low.
We went too far.
I'm just helping with
USA
Mike.
You've gone too far.
Water in the mornings. Water early in the mornings. Get it done before 10.
You mentioned your boy Sparky. They just had him on TV.
Did they?
Yeah, Julie is interviewing him about pitching, which is
nice.
Good. Sparky was a major league pitcher.
Speaking of, I saw something in the rundown where you said that the Rockets are looking for a new...
Yeah, so here's a weird thing. I'm not going to name names, okay? Because I'm trying to figure out how this all... But we do like to get the information to the peeps. But I had friends in the biz reach out to me.
No, you don't say.
I have a few friends.
I know.
Reached out to me and said, hey, what do you know about the Rockets hiring new sideline reporter for this year? And I was like, well, why don't you tell me what you know first? And lo and behold, I'm told that that opportunity might be out there and that certain people that I know are very interested.
Well, that was the lamest story.
No, it wasn't.
Ever. You were so generic. There are people with jobs that I'm not going to name names that might have jobs and might not.
I don't know.
What?
Now, here's the thing. Agents talk amongst agents and clients. So you don't know if it's something that's been listed and posted. But... from what I was told, that there's enough smoke with the fire that there seems to be something to it that they may be looking to add to the broadcast. I hope it doesn't affect anybody negatively.
Julia Morales?
No, that's Julia does baseball primarily, and she does a couple
of... What about Sam Decker's wife?
That would be... We talked about that. That was Kevin Harlan's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to add a smoke show to the mix.
But Sam doesn't play for the Rockets, Nick. He was the centerpiece of a massive trade with the Cavaliers.
I'm just trying to...
Are the Rockets trying to get a hottie on the sidelines?
Well, why would they not?
I don't
know.
They have
some chick on Instagram.
You don't think Bardenas is hot?
I mean, I'd hit it. But they have some chicks, or some chick that does like in-game interviews. She's all Instagrammed up. And,
in stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that going to be who it is? Because she's cute.
I don't think so.
No, because I think you can't mix the in stadium.
Well, she might transfer over.
I think you're talking about her name is either Shelly or Shelby or something like that.
For the Astros?
No, for the Rockets, right?
No, he's talking about the Astros.
Oh. No, I'm talking about the Rockets.
Oh,
they have
an
in-game.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, because Natalie used to do it, but Natalie's also the choreographer for the dance team and so many different things that she stepped away and they hired that new girl this year.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nope, not that Shelby. Whoop.
Okay, so that's just something to keep an eye on because that was news to me. I was shocked by that.
It is news.
And I was like, look, I can tell you who to talk to. I know who's doing this and who's doing that. But I was more kind of going, wait a minute.
I thought Bardenas did a fine job.
Yeah,
I don't know
too.
Why they need to change it.
And when you got a guy that's been able to cross over between HSE, Fox Sports Southwest, CSN, and then all the way to Root.
So,
and then AT&T Sportsnet.
So they're going to be doing all of the sideline stuff, but are they going to do post-game as well?
Well, I can't
because, you know,
that.
Like Bullard would go out and interview a Rocket after the game. That's how we got the James
but
Harden
the
side-eye
is, it's,
gif.
Mm-hmm. The thing is they're limited to three questions after, like, those TV post-game on the court
it has
interviews.
To be, though. You have
it's
to,
three questions.
It has to be.
Right. But so that's my point. Like, how much better is this, like, sideline reporter really going to be?
It's the in-game stuff, too. And Barry has a very valid point.
Which is kind of my point.
Yeah, it's all public relations type stuff.
Because here's the thing. Of the, say, four reports that a sideline reporter does in-game, two to three of them are marketing.
Right.
Coming up, this game's giving away this T-shirt. You can get this package. You know, and coming up, your playoff tickets are available now.
Yes.
And then they'll also say, hey, I went back to the locker room. So-and-so does have a sprained ankle out for the game.
Correct.
But half of what they do is marketing related. So a lot of it is the presentation to your point, both your points.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting.
I'll keep an eye on it. I'll tell you what I find out.
Please do.
There you go.
Patrick wants to talk J.J. Watt.
Okay, Patrick, what's up?
Patrick.
What's up, guys? Hey, look, man, great show today. I really enjoyed every minute, and I've listened to every minute.
Thank you.
I wonder, you know, if what happens to a lot of quarterbacks, if Deshaun starts to have like a sophomore slump, how long into said slump before the Texans should start thinking about trading J.J. Watt before risking losing him to injury again?
Appreciate the call, Patrick. I'm not going to yell at you like the Blitz does,
right?
But it's a little early to be trying to even consider trading J.J. Watt and also putting Deshaun Watson in a slump. No doubt they're at risk of both. I mean, they're obviously you're at risk of J.J. Watt never being 100% again. Deshaun Watson, sophomore slump, those things happen. But I here's the thing that I've said about the J.J. Watt getting traded thing all along, and I'll stand by it until the day he retires or gets traded. This organization isn't going to trade a guy like J.J. Watt, no matter how bad he is, because they enjoy what he does off of the field and the positivity that he brings to their organization and the sticker that's on that helmet just as much as what he does on the field. That matters to a guy like Bob McNair, that J.J. Watt is a leader. He's earned the right to be here and not just be traded away, and I think that that's how they look at it.
I tend to agree with you, and I'm not going to regurgitate any of that. I'm going to add on that and say here's the other thing, too. There's not many teams in this league right now that are willing to even entertain a trade for J.J. Watt.
I think they would inquire about the other side of the line.
Right.
What would you take for Clowney?
Based on the fact that he's damaged goods, you don't know based on the injury he's had. We've heard Chester Pitts talk about having the same injury and was never the same.
Yep.
Salary and what he's making is way too rich for the blood of most teams that are at this point in the season. They can't take it on even if they wanted to try and make it work. And then the final point on the Deshaun Watson side of things, the only thing that I'm harping on is watch Brandon Reedon in this preseason, because the biggest thing to me is, God forbid Watson isn't ready or goes down, have a guy that can play a similar style just so that you don't have to completely retool and redo the entire offense if he is missing some time. Because Brandon Whedon, last time I checked, isn't athletic, isn't quick.
What?
Isn't mobile. So why not get someone that is to
back
him up?
I also say this. I don't know J.J. Watt. You know, his situation is dependent on whether or not Deshaun Watson has a sophomore slump. It's going to be a kind of an independent situation, kind of for the reasons that Barry alluded to, because of the stuff he does off the court, so off the field. So even if Deshaun Watson does have a sophomore slump, I don't know if that's going to entice them more to consider trading J.J.
I think they're mutually exclusive. And I don't think
that.
You give up on...
They're independent of each other.
Yeah, and I don't think you give up on Deshaun Watson because he has a slump in his second, not even full year. I mean, if he's slumping, he's probably going to have it at some point. If he plays in all 16 games, that gives him, 22 games for his career? That's a season and a half? That's not a lot. So I think you ride with this cap.
See Blake Bortles.
As much as you gave up to move up and the chances that you took and the draft picks and everything else, they're riding with Deshaun Watson. It's going to take more than a sophomore slump.
Blake Bortles, Blaine
Gabbert. It's going to take several years of a slump.
There's so many names I can go with you.
He's going to have to go Matt Cassel, where after like the third year, you're going, okay, maybe that was a fluke. It's going to take a while. It's not going to be just a slump this year.
Yep. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Knee deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show. We'd love to have you be a part of it. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Needy Bauer number 2, 3-hour show, big show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Astros just underway against the Giants.
A couple of interesting notes about the Astros lineup today for this game. Marwin Gonzalez hitting in the two hole.
That nothing exemplifies hot right now more than that.
Bregman leading off, Gonzalez hitting in the two hole, Gurriel third, Tyler White. Also, Gurriel playing second base, Marwin out in left field.
I don't like Yuli at second, and he's already had some mishaps. But did you say Tyler White's hitting cleanup?
He is hitting fourth.
Oh, God.
He, of 250 average, is hitting fourth.
Yeah, who just, he exudes, when you see him at the plate, he exudes out. He just does, man.
Yeah, he's up right now.
So is J.D. Davis, by the way.
Yeah, J.D. Davis playing third and hitting seventh.
So the offensive lineup. Because
against Madison Bumgarner, too.
That's great. Because they're not facing a great pitcher or anything.
No. So lots of texts coming in and tweets about my underarm sweat problem and how to resolve it. So first of all, I'll just go in order. Mark Villalovo said, any Way Back Wednesday ideas for tomorrow? How about songs about school since it starts this month?
Not a bad suggestion.
Okay. Amos said, try degree 48 hour on your underarms. You will have to scrub it off in the shower. I wish that were that easy. Degree like makes me break out. I get itchy when I use it. I can't use degree.
I'd try it all over.
Like, you would like that, wouldn't you? Kyle said, are bushes supposed to be trimmed short or let them grow wild or just neatly edged? It depends on the bush.
Ask someone who's actually an expert.
It depends on the bush, Kyle. It depends on how you like it.
Join an online forum.
That was producer Nick being a hater.
Nick, think about the fact that Barry
also
has the bushwhacker following him now or liking his social media posts.
Right.
So he has some expert. Who's the guy?
Bushwick Bill.
Oh, yeah. Bushwhacker Bill. So he does have a little expertise.
The whitest person I know.
I'm trying to live up to that reputation for you, sir.
I was like, who in the hell is the bushwhacker?
Bushwhacker Bill.
No. Joel really likes that name, though. He's going to say it for a while.
He does. Sorry, Kyle, I would have to know what kind of bushes you're talking about before I'm able to answer. Salatoss wants to know, how the hell do I figure out what kind of grass I have?
Google it.
Yeah, send me a picture. I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
Tracy sent me a picture of...
her boobs.
Surprisingly, no.
Wow.
100-piece, 50-pair disposable underarm sweat pads and sweat guards. They exist.
They're pit tampons.
Pads. Pit pads. Maxi pads. Tampons go, like, in.
Oh, maxi that's pads. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Maxi pads you don't insert. You just... They have like
all right
glue on the back.
We didn't know you've obviously used.
You glue them to the panties. I was raised by my mom and my sister, two women. I think I know how that stuff works.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't even try it. I've had to go buy that crap before.
Yeah, this isn't a colon scrub, Nick. This is something different.
But she said, use these. They work. Wes uses them for big meetings. I'm sure he likes you putting your business out there.
Yeah, that's really like, nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, my husband's thanks. Pits gush like a waterfall.
She also said Botox does work for sweat, headaches, and wrinkles.
Headaches? I don't get that part.
I guess if you get headaches and you get Botox, it'll make your headaches go away.
Okay.
No, I think that's actually true.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that's how or why, if there's a nerve or something like that, but I've heard that.
Wrinkles, huh? I wonder if you could get Botox in your bones.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say it, and I was like, no, Barry's going to beat me to it.
Be like, boy, that's smooth. That is nice. I'm behind on the show, but Sparky is so much better than Robert Ford. I hate those see you later calls.
Yeah, he does have the really high octave.
And the Astros lead it 3-1.
That's really good.
Oh, God.
That's a really good impression right there. That is solid.
It drives me nuts.
That's no Morgan Freeman, but that's solid right there.
I hate you so
much. That's right.
All right. Bring on all your lawn questions now.
No!
Just kidding.
By the way, I still think that the first or second text you read had nothing to do with your bushes.
Huh? Yeah, he was being, trying to make it sexual.
Yep.
This is who I keep thinking of every time I have the problem is during
airplane.
When the guy's trying to land, Stryker, yep. Ted Stryker.
What is his real name?
No one cares. He's trying. What is his name? I don't know.
Robert something.
Yeah. But when he's trying to land the plane and he's sweating and it's just raining down water. Those are my pits. That's like they're trying to land a plane right now. They're nervous. I hate it. It's the worst on stage. This is what I've had to start doing on stage. I've had to start taking my shirt, because I usually wear like a button-up shirt.
I was going to say, Robert Hayes.
Yeah, I have to take my shirt with me. I don't put it on until I get ready to go on stage. Because if I don't, if I'm just sitting in the back,
but you're okay on stage when you got the big
I mean, it's too late at that point.
Yeah, wear dark colors.
It just shows I'm working hard.
You wear dark colors.
Now I know why everybody wears jackets in their specials, though. I didn't realize that.
Well, get yourself a leather suit. Leather pants like Eddie Murphy with Delirious, no shirt underneath, and just wear the leather jacket.
Could. I don't have the package for that.
Little Mr. T starter set.
They'd be like,
oh,
look at him. He's cold. How's he sweating and cold?
Your nipples are ripping through the leather.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Two of the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show. We'd love to have you be a part of it, just like Sports Map's going to do at the top of the hour. So we'll continue to press on, and hopefully you'll join us, won't you? Right here on ESPN 97.5. All around the world, we can make time. We're up and stop it, because I'm in my prime. Born in the
ESPN 97.5.